The following program is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice of any kind. It is for entertainment purposes only. For any of that, please contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, a horrifying dream involving a sibling tossing her body parts at another leaves one listener very perplexed. Rocks coming out of an injured hand? What does it mean? And how does collecting bodies in a dream translate into real-life meaning? All that and more on today's episode of Dream Meanings. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meanings. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for pressing subscribe. Whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, we would greatly appreciate that if you have not done so. Just press that. Press that subscribe button. It helps us grow in the rankings. It helps you get the episodes as they come out. It's just a good thing for everybody. So please do that. If you want to support our show even further, we have a Patreon page where you can do just that. You go to patreon.com/dreammeanings. Patreon.com/dreammeanings. Or you can go to our website at dreamingradio.com and click on the button right there. And you have the option. It's only $1 an episode is what we ask for supporting the show. And as an episode comes out, you get charged $1. That's it. And you also get the episodes in advance if you support us. So that on average, 1-3 weeks before the rest of the world hears the episode. So for $1 an episode, you get that. Ad-free versions of the show there as well. You also get access to a fast pass where you can send us your dream questions, your dreams that you want to have talked about on the show directly to us and jump to the front of the line to get them on the show. I'll also give you a shout out on the air if you support us through a Patreon. That's at the $1 level. The $3 level is what we call the mega supporter. I was using sound effects last week on that. Let's see if that, does that still work. Is that still, here we go. A mega supporter. I like that. That's where you get, of course, the ad-free versions of the show. Like I said before, the fast pass, a shout-out. And we'll get on a one-on-one call, you and me, to discuss your dream in greater detail than just a letter. So there's a couple ways to support us. $3 an episode on that if you want to support us. And you can start doing that. So go to our website, dreamingradio.com, or then click on the support tab at the top of the page to do that through Patreon. All right, 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number at the program. Let's go to our first call. Hi.
Hey, Tony. This is Cassie from Tennessee, and I literally have just had this dream, and my mind is completely blown right now. A little backstory, what's going on in my life right now, I would say, you know, a little stress from work, and me and my sister, the one that I had the dream about, has had a falling out. We had a little fight, and we really don't speak to each other anymore. Here goes the dream. Me and my niece is in town, and at the time, she is like 13, 12 right now. And she, at the time, she was like 3 or 4 in this dream, and we're in this little eerie, dark town, and it's just small. There's just like maybe 20, 30 people in it, and in the middle of this town, there's this, like, box that you can try to reach people in, and it's like, it looks like an ATM. So we're trying to find this box and get a hold of my mom, and she's just like, we finally get there, and we're pressing these buttons, and it's like a, I don't know how you would put it, just, we're just trying to top this out, like a Morse code kind of thing, and we finally reach her, and she says, find a way to call me. And she said, we need to go. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll get to her phone. And I call her, and I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, you need to get to the house. We need to go now. We need to go. And I'm like, Mom, what is going on with this? Like, what's wrong? And I'm terrified. I feel like this sudden coldness coming over me. And we got to get away from your sister. Your sister has got to go. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. And my mom's been having chest pains really bad, like in real life. And her blood pressure's really high, and, you know, her health is not so good right now. So in the dream, I hear my sister say, hey, what's wrong? Are you having chest pains? Are you having chest pains? And I'm like, yeah, she's having chest pains. What the hell is your deal? And next thing I know, it's like it projects me back to the backyard. Like, I'm in the front yard talking to my mom, and it projects me into the backyard, like, in a blink of an eye. And then I look at my sister, and her entire head is completely cut off, like up to where her eyes are, and her arms cut off, like she has cut her body parts off, has cut her legs off, and her foot off, and she was hobbling across the yard, throwing her body parts at me. And then next thing I know, I blink again, and we're in the front yard, and she's just hobbling around, and I look over at my mom, and my mom's like, baby, it's not real. Don't look. It's not real. And I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? It's real. Look at what she's done to herself. And then I look over at my niece, and she screams bloody murder. Like, that's all I hear. And then I just open my eyes, and I automatically call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, what the heck is this? Like, I'm terrified to go back to sleep, because every time I close my eyes, I just think about it. I'm a little creeped out, and I would really like your perspective on this, because I'm super uneasy. I'm not sensitive. I'm not really, I never tend to really have nightmares, so if you could please possibly give me your insight on this, it would help so much. But, yeah, it's my dream. Thank you.
Wow, that's quite dramatic. A person hobbling along, tossing their dismembered body parts at you. I don't think we've had that yet. It's kind of one of the fun things about this show is our minds can conjure up some pretty crazy, creative things. And in our dreams, they can just be kind of like, wow, this is crazy. Not like that's impossible, but just that's crazy. It's amazing, in other words. Anyway, my thoughts on this dream and the experience, I think it has a lot to do with the way that you've cut your sister off, or your sister's cut you off, or how you're not speaking. The cutoff of the relationship probably somewhat represented there in the body parts being cut off. And her tossing them at you, I think that's kind of your mind working on processing when you were speaking some of the things that maybe she was throwing your way, and you not wanting them. Just as you wouldn't want a arm or a limb thrown at you, you probably didn't want the parts of her life that she was tossing your way thrown at you, and that may have had something to do with the falling out that the two of you had. I'm just guessing there that probably has something to do with it. The mom being in the dream kind of almost, it's okay, don't look at it, it's not real, kind of the connecting point between the two of you. And there's probably some hope there that she is going to be the facilitator of calming and rectifying whatever the falling out has been between the two of you. And that's what she was speaking of, like, don't look at it, it's not real, meaning that this dispute that you have going on with her, albeit real, not more important than the relationship that you could have there with your sibling. And I think that's probably your mind trying to work through ideas like that. But very graphically, nonetheless, very, very graphically. Don't feel weird. Don't feel bad. We all have bizarre dreams that are pretty extreme, and as you said, can blow your mind. But they don't necessarily, the symbolism doesn't necessarily connect to anything in reality that is that extreme. It's a lot of symbolism and a lot of weird things your mind grasps at and then uses in our dreams to try and and work through things. Thank you for sharing that. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meetings. You can write in your dream as well on our website, which is dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com, to share your dream with us. We, of course, would love to hear it, read it, whatever way you can get it to us. Let's go to a letter. Chris writes in, "My dream is a reoccurring dream that I've had since I was a teen. It's changed slightly as I've grown up. It started with one of my family members accidentally killing someone and a group of us trying to figure out if we could cover up the evidence and bury the body in the backyard. It morphed into my sister killing someone and then I alone removing evidence and burying the body. Sometime after high school, it changed again. And I'm returning home in the middle of the night to the horror of my family with my vehicle. This is one of the changes that happens in every dream. The make of the vehicle changes every dream. Filled with bodies as if killing is a hobby or a job. I then work with my panicking family to bury the bodies in the backyard in the exact same spot. All the bodies in every dream are buried. I've never seen where I get the bodies except one time where I stalked a newspaper lady, killed her on the side of the road, and then the dream returned to its normal setting. This dream occurs once or twice a month, though it occasionally skips a month. So what's going on at the time of the dream? Can't pinpoint anything that's consistent. When I was a teen, I was an antisocial, had self-confidence issues, terrible temper, and was very deeply depressed. I still do struggle with my temper, though I don't use it externally like I used to. I can keep it beneath the surface. I also deal with depression as I feel like my life isn't really going anywhere, like I'm stuck in a rut. These are the only things that really stay the same. In the dream that I actually see the murder take place, and that happened after a newspaper lady got into a fight with a friend of mine and hit her. I broke up the fight but didn't say that all that I wanted to say, so I feel like that might have been projected into the dream. I just want to know why I keep having this dream. Pretty sure I'm not a crazy or murderous person, even if this dream makes it sound that way. I just want to understand and see if there's something I can do to stop the dream or become at peace with it." Well, I would say it probably goes back to the temper issues. I would say it probably goes back to anger. And although it sounds like you're getting that more and more under control, which is great, there probably needs to be more ways of dealing with things and the mental process of dealing with things, not just repressing, but working through those issues. Because it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're still having the feelings, the anger, you know, towards people and the outside when something crosses you, and it still sounds like it's pretty intense. You've just found a way to not make it a physical lashing out or a verbal lashing out. It's just kind of held within. And that's not good, because it sounds like it's manifesting itself in these dreams where you're killing people or you suddenly have a truck of bodies. And I think it's your mind. It's this rage that's in there. And I'm not saying you're going to go kill people. If I thought that, I'd be probably not putting this call on the air. But it sounds like there's a lot of rage there that needs to be dealt with, not just repressed. And that would be probably done by going and talking to a counselor, a therapist of some sort, who can give you techniques and work with you on ways that may work for you to process some of these things and really see things differently. It's kind of like it's a filter, essentially, from point A to point B. You know, it's like, think of it, your rage that you get, the way you get upset at people, almost as like glasses, like eyeglasses, where right now it gets distorted because you're wearing the wrong set of lenses. And so when whatever is out there in reality gets to you, it's been distorted so much that you have the wrong reaction to it, an extreme reaction to it, where if you had the right set of glasses and everything came into focus, the surroundings, the situations that you're encountering would be much clearer. And then you wouldn't be as negatively affected by them. You're getting headaches right now. You know, because you're wearing the wrong set of glasses. It's changing that set of glasses and learning what set of glasses works for you. So when this information comes into you and these situations happen, you don't get those headaches. You don't feel disoriented. And that's really what you need to do with your settings, and it's essentially change that up. Change up the pair of glasses that you're wearing. Not literally, but change up how you're filtering the information that's coming into you so it doesn't be so enraging. And it can be done. This is not an impossible thing. This is not a deal with it thing. If you choose not to do anything yourself to make that better, yes, that will be you. But you and only you have the opportunity to find a way to change those filters. And it can be done. Trust me, it really can be done. It takes a lot of work. It's not easy. But what a happier life you will lead. And you'll have less of these dreams if you can work on changing that filter up. So I would look into talking to someone if I were you about that and hopefully get some help with there. Nothing wrong with asking for some help from folks to make yourself a better person. So that'd be my personal advice for you. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meetings. 800-606-7193. Alexandra writes in. I started listening to the show earlier this month, Friday the 13th of October, to be exact, under the Real Ghost Stories channel on Spotify, which covers the Dreaming and Junkin' with Jenny also. P.S. to Jenny, also extremely sad about the ending of Fixer Upper. I'm originally from Wisconsin, which interested me immediately that you guys were also, but currently live in Missouri. Sorry in advance. Sorry, they live in Colorado. We live in Missouri. Sorry in advance for the length of the story because I've been an active sleeper and dreamer ever since I can remember and thought I'd share my experience here. Some of my earliest memories are a reoccurring nightmare starting from when I was probably around 4. And even before that, I remember I would dream in my room at my house as it was a dark, there was a dark figure, always presumed male, coming in and picking me up over his shoulder and leaving my room. Not seeing much, always very dark, but could feel like bouncing up and down as he walked away with me. I couldn't get out of this dream unless I screamed at least a little squeak of noise to get out of it. In these dreams, I strained to make any noise I could. Nothing would come out, but unless I got something out, I couldn't get out of it. That eventually ended after years and years of having it, and we moved to Colorado. Flash forward, I'm now 24, and other people who have slept near me have said I often sit up in my sleep and gasp like something scary is going on. I am sometimes aware of this, and it usually happens the first few hours of falling asleep, usually more than once in a night, over and over again, shortly after falling asleep again. When I am aware of it, I'll see my room and everything in it exactly as is, yet something is there that shouldn't be. Something, this thing. Spiders in my room, either in my bed or large ones coming down from the ceiling. I assume because I hate spiders and don't want them near me. However, often enough, I sit up and gasp. I see a creepy humanoid person, unidentifiable as male or female, hiding behind my curtains or in the corner somewhere. I only see this for a second, but they have great detail, enough to remember that I don't really have, that they don't really have hair that I remember, and they have a creepy witch-like face with a curled-up smile lurking from behind my curtains most times. Sometimes I wake up in the hallway outside my room after sprinting out, but most of the time I sit up in bed and gasp loudly, being startled. It's not sleep paralysis because I've never had that where I couldn't move and it feels I'm awake, yet hallucinating. A by far worst experience with a dream I've had was a couple of years ago. My boyfriend was living with my parents and I for a period of time. This particular night, it was the early morning hours, probably around 2 a.m. I dreamed I was with somebody in a dark, abandoned house, and I somehow felt it was my house or somewhere it was okay to be. There was no mention to whoever I was with. With that, it wasn't to worry because whoever was here has been gone a very long time and it'd be fine to sleep here. I lay down to sleep in a queen bed, much like my own, just darker, almost like in the Upside Down in Stranger Things, except they hadn't come out yet. Almost immediately in the dream, when I closed my eyes in bed, I heard a rustling and then felt someone at the end of the bed crawling up from the floor, almost in a creepy, slinking, snake-like manner on the end of the bed. I opened my eyes and gasped and sat up, and as I usually do expect, I saw a man, a young Al Pacino, actually, I assume because we watched a movie a couple weeks prior with him in it, crawling up onto the end of the bed, the floor, started screaming at him, "What are you doing here? Who are you?" And he seemed just as startled and screamed the same back to me. We continued screaming and continued crawling up on, he continued to crawl up onto me, and I was fighting him off with all my might. I box for exercise and consider myself pretty strong, and I fought hard, feeling he would kill me if I didn't. I wasn't going to overcome him, so I started trying to get away, and after holding him back for a period of time, it started scooting back and pushing myself backwards off of my bed in an effort to free myself. Grabbed the bedside lamp on the way down to help fight, and I woke up only after I hit my head on the closet door behind me after I lunged myself backwards off the bed. I was still screaming, and my mom had run in at that point, and my boyfriend at the time was leaning over the bed looking frightened and both calling my name. I shook out of it and was breathing hard, slumped against the closet, and my heart was beating so hard and fast it was hard to breathe. I was gasping for quite audibly for quite a point of time. My mom almost called 911. As I was coming out of it, I had been so scared. I peed my pants on the floor and was crying uncontrollably. It had felt so real. I learned that while I was sleeping, I had been playing most of this dream out with my boyfriend. I had red and purple finger-shaped bruises on my upper arms for him, trying to wake me, also holding me back. He had the same red and purple hand-shaped bruises on his neck where I was trying to choke the intruder out. It was incredibly scary, and I still vividly remember details of it. I was in my junior year of college at the time, and school was always stressful, but nothing that had ever triggered me to that extent before. Why did it feel so real? And why did that go so far when usually I only startle or run out of the room at most? Very odd and very scary, and I hope nothing like that ever happens again. I don't want to hurt anyone around me again. Thanks for listening. I love your podcast. Hope to hear your thoughts on this in the future. So, let's talk about this experience a bit. When we go to sleep, there's a part of our mind that essentially keeps us from acting out. And it works most of the time. It does for most of us. But in some cases, that part can be triggered off. I don't really know why, but I know that it can happen. If it became a chronic thing, that's where you'd really need to seek medical help and talk about it and see what can be done to, when you go to bed, keep your that part of your mind, the trigger that keeps you from acting out your dream, from acting out your dream. Because it sounds like exactly what you were doing. You were in another state of reality there. And your body was physically reacting with it. Now, onto the topic of the dream and what went on in it. It seems like to be a somewhat of a reoccurring theme here of anxiety, of feeling insecure with your surroundings. So I guess what I would say to you in reality, I'd ask you to take a look at the people that are around you or and take a look at your past too. Are you the victim of any sort of trauma? Are you the, or was there someone around you at some point that you felt could be predatory and could inflict some sort of trauma on you, whether it be emotionally or physically, that you dreaded, that you really, you know, felt uncomfortable around? Because if that was the case, whether anything happened or not, I would say that it's likely stemming from something of that nature. There's someone around you now or something that happened in your past, and that has put you in this place mentally when you're dreaming of being afraid of some sort of predatory figure out there. And it's for you to connect the dots as to who that may be or what that may be. It may be a situation as well, or a past situation that you still really haven't quite made any sort of peace with. I would say that's probably the nature and the reason why these dreams are occurring, where there's something predatory that's creeping in on you. But as far as the, in most cases, it stays with the dream with people not acting it out. As far as that goes, if that does continue to happen, certainly seek medical attention for that and see what can be done so that that doesn't occur. At least that's one step to tampering down the repercussions of the dream. But certainly the goal here is to not have a dream like that on a reoccurring basis, because that can be very troubling in itself and cause its own set of trauma when it just keeps happening over and over. It reinforces any sort of anxiety or past trauma that may have occurred. Thank you for sharing that with us. We do appreciate that. 1-800-606-7193, my phone number here at Dream Meetings. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony. This is Bree Perry. I live in Idaho, and I just wanted to say that I love all three of your podcasts. I love your wife. She's amazing. You guys really make my work day that much more enjoyable. I just wanted to share with you a dream that I had a couple weeks ago. I had this dream where I had this pain in my hand, my right hand, and I look down, and there is a cut on my hand, right below my thumb, on my palm, that muscle that's right below your thumb. It's kind of like a pad. Anyways, there's no blood, but there's like exposed muscle, and it creeped me out thinking about it, and this is the type of dream that just stuck with me all day. And in my dream, I look at the cut, and instead of like bandaging it up like a normal person, but this is a dream, so nobody does anything normal in a dream, I start digging my finger into the cut, and I feel something hard in my hand, and it hurts, and I'm digging my finger around in the cut or the hole that's in my hand, and I think that it's bone, but I am able to pick it up. I'm able to pull it out with my finger, and it's a rock, and it's about the size of a quarter, and it's like a river rock. It's smooth and gray, and it's not necessarily round or flat or anything, but it's a rock. And I keep digging, and there's more rocks in my hand that I don't know. I just it was so surreal, and I don't know why I couldn't stop digging rocks out of my hand. I've never been in any accident. I've never had any traumatic accidents where I would have that happen, or there's, you know, I've nothing like that has ever happened to me in real life where I've fallen in gravel or something and had to pull rocks out of my hand. So I'm just wondering what that could mean. If it means anything, I woke up that morning and my hand did hurt. I do manual labor for a living, and my hands do hurt quite a bit. Throughout the day, the muscle where I was pulling rocks out of it did hurt, and they do hurt every once in a while. But I just thought it was really weird that there was no blood there, and I'm just pulling rocks out of my hand, and I'm trying to figure out why that was what I had a dream of.
Interesting dream. What comes to mind in just, you know, dream knowledge of what things mean, disembodied hands that have been injured. When you see that, when you have that experience in a dream, typically it has to do with a feeling of you're not getting your message across or your point of view across to someone. So I would ask, you know, look back to that point when you were having the dream in your life. Were you frustrated by someone? Were you frustrated by something that you wanted to communicate to someone, but they were not picking up on it? I wonder if that's what this dream was representing to you. And pulling the rocks out, you know, almost, you know, rocks, gravel, things of that nature, they're meant to slow you down. And if that was just kind of your mind working through the frustration of not being able to get your message across or your point across or your feelings across to someone when you were having it, as symbolized by the rocks or the gravel that you were pulling out of the wound in your hand. Interesting one. Thank you for sharing that with us. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Dream Meetings. If you like our show, help us stay on the air. Sign up to support us through Patreon. Let's go to our website, which is dreamingradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the page to support us. It's $1 an episode is what we ask, and you get access to all of our episodes in advance before anyone else does. You get the fast pass as well to get your stories, your dreams to us before anyone else as well for consideration on the show. There's also a $3 an episode option as well there, where you get even more, give you a shout out on the show. And there's a couple other perks involved with that as well. Check it out on our website, dreamingradio.com. Top of the page, click on the support us through Patreon link, and you can help keep this ship afloat. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dream Meetings.